Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scum now, more than ever.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shaker was so boss. Most thundering, storming, sound of soul.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Russ and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Ladybugs I like to dance.
Elephants, body pants.
Walking on strings, singing about things. This is it, man.
Come on, let's jam.
Ladies on roller skates.
Come and join the band.
With wings we fly.
Like juggling sand.
Catch up with this hand, catch up with that hand.
To Funkatoo, that is Louis Howell and the Funkatoo Collective, brand spanking new Aussie ska. They have a brand new album that has just hit the airwaves called the Funkatoo Collective. Louis Howell and his Funkatoo Collective debut album exclusively out on the old Bandcamp. The album is a reflection of Louis' life growing up on a hippie community surrounded by musicians and surfing the east coast of Australia, hanging out at music festivals with great artists. Songs on the album include Be Free, which is a groovy track about living your dreams. Skadidge and Dat Wide are upbeat, fun songs. You've just heard Skadidge off the album, because it's ska and it's got didge. Ska didge. Thanks as a funky hip-hop flavor, while hemp simultaneously celebrates hemp as a resource and also describes a personal journey with ganja. Funky Bus is a catchy track about how getting down and having a good time frees your soul. No judgment is a message not to make personal judgments on others or ourselves, while another reggae-style track, Community, is about life growing up on a commune. Now, Louis Howell and the Funkatoo Collective is listed at Bundagun, I think it's called, up there in northern New South Wales, quite near Coffs Harbour. Now, I remember when I first moved to Australia, there were a few of these hippie communes and kind of off-the-grid style living. And I do remember Bundagun as being named as that. And music and the local herb being a way of life. And all of a sudden, Louis Howell and the Funkatoo Collective, allegedly from Bundagun, which is awesome. Especially when they're playing music like that. So please, check out Louis Howell and the Funkatoo Collective. The album is available now on Bandcamp. Check them out. It's quite a fun album. Like I said, they're putting the fun and the funk in Funkatoo. You are tuning in to Beefy Ska Club. The second show of the week is always dedicated. Well, not always. We had a bit of a week off last week due to the untimely passing of Jimmy Cliff. But on the whole, the second Ska Pod of the week is dedicated to new releases from around the world of ska, including Bundagun and Louis Howell and the Funkatoo Collective. But we do dive deep into Australian ska nostalgia. Very, very sad news coming up this weekend. The godfathers of Australian ska, the Strange Tenants here out of Melbourne, are playing their very, very last gig. Yes, they are calling all Rude Boys to come along to the Curtain Hotel and celebrate 45 years as a band. And it's all over on December the 6th. And it will be all over this Saturday night at the Curtain Hotel. Very much a sad day in ska terms. And in fact, Australian music terms. These guys have been around a long, long time. I was going to say tickets are available, but I've just read a message. Sold out, folks. The Strange Tenants gig is sold out. They're going to go out with 400 to 500 of their closest friends. Going to be playing all their hits. Like I said, it is a sad day because when you say goodbye to bands that have paved the way for others to follow, then it is a sad day. So Bruce and Ian Hearn and the rest of the crew, thank you for the music. It is simple as that. The ska scene in Australia will be worse off without having you to play. I know you only do one or two gigs a year, but those one or two gigs were very, very special occasions. And knowing that there's going to be a Strange Tenants-sized hole in the Australian ska scene is pretty hard to take sometimes, because we need the bands that get recognized by the Australian community to still be the flag bearers for the ska scene today. I know it's very different, but bands like Strange Tenants, bands like the All-Nighters, moving on further, bands like the Porkers and Area 7, Looney Tunes, all in the same breath, Loin Groin from the 90s and still going strong. We just need them there to headline festivals, headline gigs. They are still the bands that people look to and want to go and see. So when bands call it a day, for one reason or another, it is a big hole to fill. So we wish them well on their endeavors, and we hope that one day they will play again. It is as simple as that. Alrighty, I did mention that Scapard number 2 is out there specifically to highlight new releases from all over the planet. And we're going to go to good friends of the show right now, Filthy Militia. Yes, Filthy Militia have a brand new single out. There is a new album coming very, very soon. The new single is I Don't Know You, But I Love You, Filthy Militia.
Till I forget your name again. I don't know you, but I love you. I'm sure that we're the best of friends. Let's go sink a pint or two till I forget your name again. Well, I don't know you, but I love you. I'm sure that we're the best of friends. Let's go sink a pint or two till I forget your name again.
Oh, I got a new thing going on. Yeah.
Copenhagen in Denmark. The band are called Fall Back Down. They have a new... I'm just looking on the Bandcamp page. The album allegedly came out April 19, but nothing is available apart from one track. The track you just heard is called New Thing. They are an organ-driven Danish offbeat punk rock combo with experienced members from the Danish ska and punk rock scene. The outfit, fronted by lead singer Maya, engulfs itself in themes of gaslighting, abuse, environment, and relationships to a soundtrack inspired by Jamaican ska, punk rock, and boss reggae. The album Tomorrow It'll Make Sense, I'm not quite sure what's happened, I need to really look into it a bit more, is a follow-up to the EP they put out last year called Warning Signs. That is a great, great track, New Thing. Got me up and dancing here in the studio, so expect to hear more from Fall Back Down out of Copenhagen in Denmark. Now, Filthy Militia, brand new single. How good is it? It is awesome. I don't know you, but I love you. There is a new album that is due out 23rd of January next year. Frosty tells me there will be more singles between now and then. So that is got to be positive. We love Filthy Militia on this show. You should too. Please check them out. Show them a bit of love. They are constantly gigging, trying out new material, new things to do all the time. So Filthy Militia, thank you to Frosty for letting me play that tune before basically everyone else. I think he sent it to me last Wednesday, so we missed last week's show, but that's okay. I don't know you, but I love you. Very, very good. Alrighty, we are on the new releases of Beefy Scar Club for this week. Let's go to Florida right now. A band that have been around a long, long time. They hit the scene in the mid-90s. They have a brand new album. It is called Back to Rad. These are a collection of songs that the band play live but have never recorded until now. I'm going right to the top of the tree. The band are called Fat Timmy. This is First of All.
First of all, girl, I have to say you are fine. I blurt it out just to hoping that you don't mind. Now what I say, it sounds cliche, but I have to say it anyway. Anyway, I'm not
could be with you for a while. For a while. My love for you has grown bigger than the deepest ocean wet. More potent than the strongest potion. I'd walk a million miles just to see you smile at me. It made me feel so good inside. When I work it, then the day is through. I just wanna come home to you. I'd do anything that you want me to. I'm wanting you. I'm wanting you. Nobody but you. And nobody but you. For you has grown bigger than the deepest ocean wide. More potent than the strongest potion. I'd walk a million miles just to see you smile at me. It made me feel so good inside. When the work is done, the day is through. I just wanna come home to you. I'd do anything that you want me to. I'm wanting you.
Clue. Who is this real Lori?
How nice is that? Brand new out of Mexico City. Cuidado de Mexico. The Mexican Nutty Stompers, a ska revival band. 20 flores, 20 flowers. I like that. That is so nice. Very good from the Mexican Nutty Stompers. I think they actually put a track on the Save the Ska Show compilation from a few years ago. Mexican Nutty Stompers. Love it. That is so good. Before that, out of the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, Turkey Blaster Omega. They have a brand new album out. It is called We Should Hang Out More. Yeah, we really should. Track number two, Woe Is Me. Please jump on their Bandcamp page, Turkey Blaster Omega. I love these guys. I've loved these guys for quite a few years. They've been very, very supportive of this show, and I like what they do. I really, really do. The Finger Lakes region of New York State. Very pretty up there. In fact, this band sent me a postcard a few years ago. It, for some reason, it got lost in the mail here at the radio show or the radio station. I found it in the back of a cupboard and I thought, oh, it's for me. Awesome. Woe Is Me, Turkey Blaster Omega. That is a follow-up to the album Habits of the Average Degenerate from, I think that was 2022. In fact, this album, it was recorded in late 2024 at their recording space in Rochester. So there you go. I am glad these guys are back. The 8-piece from Rochester. What else we hear? Fat Timmy out of Florida. They have a brand new album out. It is a collection of tunes that they play live but have never recorded until now. The album's called Back to Rad. I played you first of all. Fat Timmy! Good band. I should play them more. And they've been around since 1996 as well. So it's crazy that these guys don't get the recognition they bloody well deserve, that is for sure. You're tuning in to Beefy Ska Club. We are winging our way through the new releases from the ska world. I'm going to go to Poland right now. Wersja Deluxe have a brand new album. It's called Society. I have dived into this one and we are going to play a track called Secret Police. I thought this might have been a cover at one stage when I first heard it and then kind of twigged it wasn't. Or it might be. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know every song in the world. Just most of them. This is Wersja Deluxe, Secret Police, off their brand new album, Society.
All my life I've had ups and downs. My whole life's asking for her trouble. Secret police get into my mind. They pull the reach, a social glitch and empty eye. Aye, aye, aye. How can I stand aside the look they pass away? Aye, 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 aye. I need your help, you're after my own heart. Now I feel like I'm down,
like I'm down.
Feel like I'm down,
lying on the ground.
Now I feel like I'm down,
like I'm down.
Feel like I'm down, but my head is still on. Secret police get into my eye, eye. They pull the reach, a social glitch and empty eye, eye, eye. How can I stand aside and look they pass away? Aye, aye. I need your help, you're after my own heart.
Now I feel like I'm dying.
situation out here. They're on the move.
Someone's point of view make me paranoid. Should all be destroyed. Secret police,
hey!
Kicking in my door, telling me they saw me waiting to score. Secret police trying to bust my chops. I gotta get rid of these undercover cops. Secret police,
hey!
Tap my telephone. Don't you know that I'm never at home? Secret police, I'm super elite. Dictating style, dictating the beat.
Oh, from Johannesburg, South Africa, Fuzzy Gish, off their debut album from 2000, Skankers Union. Those guys have been in the scene since about 1997. Even did a split album with Australian punk legends Frenzel Rom. They have done, apart from that, 6 albums. Fuzzy Gish's self-titled album came out in 2022, which is a bit of a comeback for them. That was their first album since 2013. Before that, a brand newie from Wersza Deluxe out of Gdynia in Poland. The new album is called Society. You heard Secret Police. Album is awesome. Absolutely awesome. It's only a 7-tracker. So good. I could have played any track off that album, and man, it is so good. I'm loving it. Can you tell I'm loving it? Oh yeah, I'm loving it. Wersza Deluxe from Poland. So good. Alrighty, that brings us to a conclusion of new releases for this week, even though we played Strange Tenants and Fuzzy Gish. And you just heard Secret Police from Wersza Deluxe off their new Society album. You just heard Secret Police from Fuzzy Gish off their Skankers Union album. There's only one way to finish off, I reckon, and that is a bit of Police Woman from The Scatterlights. My name is Beefy. This is my Scar Club. We love a bit of Scatterlights on this show. You should too. Police Woman.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.